Think and speak victory. Know in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 8, verse 37 through 39, NIV. The book of Ecclesiastes. The author is King Solomon, Israel's wealthiest and wisest king. The audience is the people in the kingdom. The purpose is to learn from King Solomon's personal experience that life without God is meaningless. Again, I looked out and saw all the oppression that was taking place under the sun. I saw the tears of the oppressed, and they have no comforter. Power was on the side of the oppressors, and they have no comforter. And I declared that the dead who had already died are happier than the living who has not seen evil that is done under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 1 through 3, NIV. Solomon tells us that it is better to be dead than witness evil and harm come to a person. However, evil and harm are a part of this life, and we are allowed to feel how we feel about it. We just can't stay there, though. The book of Romans was written by Paul to the Christians in Rome. The purpose is to present what our faith in Jesus means. We are united, Jew and Gentile, forgiven of sin and justified to now live in the freedom of the law instead of condemned by it. This freedom allows us to become more like Christ's character as we walk in love and forgiveness over sin and shame. If God is for us, who can be against us? Romans chapter 8, verse 31, NIV. We have something the world doesn't have. We have our belief in God. There was a man all alone. He had neither son nor brother. There was no end to his toil, yet his eyes were not content with his wealth. For whom am I toiling, he asked, and why am I depriving myself of enjoyment? This too is meaningless, a miserable business. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse 8, NIV. We are made to connect. However, we should wait for connections that honor us and add value to our lives. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble, our hardship, our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our danger, our sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 through 37, NIV.